Hello, beautiful people. I'm Madonna Guy from New Leaf Natural Therapies. Today, we're diving into something that affects millions of people, but it's still widely misunderstood: celiac disease. Not just the gluten part, but the gene, the gut, the immune confusion, and the regenerative pathways that your body uses to repair itself. So, we're going to talk about the celiac gene and why it doesn't mean you're doomed, the incretin peptides, so that's GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP that are naturally made in your body, and the biggest mistakes people make on a celiac diet, as well as the nutrients and supports that help the intestinal lining to rebuild itself. This is education, not medical advice, so take what resonates with you and work with your practitioner. Celiac disease is an immune-driven reaction to gluten, but the real story is deeper. It's not just gluten is bad. It's gluten causes immune dysfunction, it causes intestinal damage, it causes nutrient malabsorption, and it ends up with system chaos. So the villi are those tiny little finger-like projections that absorb nutrients. They get flattened. When they get flattened, you lose surface area. And when you lose surface area, you lose absorption. And when you lose absorption, everything from iron to B vitamins to essential fatty acids goes sideways. This is why celiac can show up as fatigue and skin issues, mood changes and nutrient deficiencies, gut symptoms, or, and this happens with a lot of people, absolutely nothing at all. So let's talk about the celiac gene for a moment. So it's HLA-DQ2 and HLA-DQ8. So around 30 to 40% of us have the celiac-associated genes, either HLA-DQ2 or HLA-DQ8. But here's the twist: only about 1% of those people actually develop celiac disease. So the gene is not a diagnosis, it's a doorway, it's a predisposition. And it's a, you could go this way if the environment pushes you. So what pushes people through that doorway through to celiac disease? It's the usual stuff that naturopaths talk about. It's gut infections, it's microbiome imbalance, it's stress, it's early gluten exposure. Now, when I was taught naturopathy 35 years ago, we were taught, and this was well accepted medical knowledge at the time, that you didn't feed kids whole foods and whole proteins like gluten until they were 2 years old. Before that, babies actually have quite a leaky gut, which is designed by nature so that as we're breastfeeding, the baby is just sopping up all this beautiful nutrition that happens. So, what pushes people through that doorway? Gut infections, microbiome imbalance, stress, early gluten exposure, that's a huge one, environmental triggers, and immune dysregulation. So the gene loads the gun, but the environment pulls the trigger. So now let's chat about the incretin peptides that it's just my new area of excitement. GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP. These are natural signaling molecules that your gut already makes. They're not medications, they're part of your biology. GLP-1 supports gut-brain communication, appetite regulation, and metabolic calm. So when your gut is inflamed, GLP-1 signaling often drops. GLP-2, it's the star. This is the one that's not in the injectables. So GLP-2 is the star for intestinal structure. GLP-2 supports intestinal lining integrity, tight junction integrity, and function. Nutrient absorption, mucosal regeneration, and gut barrier strength. So, when we're talking about these little villi being damaged, this is the one we want. People with celiac disease often have disrupted GLP-2 signaling, especially during active inflammation. And GIP helps with metabolic balance and post-meal responses. So, it's not a healing peptide, but it creates a calmer environment that supports repair. So when the gut is damaged, like in celiac, The body's own incretin signaling can be disrupted. That makes sense. So supporting these pathways naturally through nutrition and lifestyle and things like TriGLP can help to the gut to remember how to function. So now let's chat about the biggest mistakes people make when they find out they're celiac or they've got the celiac gene. This is where people make mistakes and they end up in my office. So, mistake number one that people make is that thinking gluten-free means healthy. This absolutely does not. So, gluten-free packaging foods are often high in sugar, low in fiber, low in nutrients, and inflammatory. Healing mistake number two. The mistake number two is not healing the gut after removing gluten. Removing the trigger is just step one. Repairing the damage is step two, and most people skip step two. Mistake number three, you've got to find hidden gluten exposure. So cross-contamination is real. So it can be on cutting boards, toasters, soy sauce, supplements, cosmetics. It all adds up. Let me tell you a story about one of my clients from 20 years ago. She was a very, very thin woman who had had diarrhea nonstop since she'd had her children. So it had been about 8 or 9 years by the time she came to see me. We used kinesiology and other testing processes and found out her body was highly reactive to gluten and potentially celiac. She'd had so many tests done over the years, that 9 years of diarrhea, they'd not found anything wrong. So we were cutting out, we had lots of supplements for gut repair and healing and anti-inflammatory nutrition. We found that she was improving a huge amount. Now, when it came to Sundays, it turned out she was having an issue. And when we started going, well, what could this be? You're better 6 days out of the week, and then you have this flare up on Sundays. It turned out she was going to church, and the church wafer that she would take on her tongue was actually, it had some celiac. So that amount of gluten for her, when we were still in the repair stage, was too much for her little body. So hidden gluten exposure is really real. Now, mistake number four is ignoring the microbiome. So celiac often comes with low bifidobacteria and low lactobacillus and an overgrowth of opportunistic species. So I love using the bioresonance with my celiac clients, both in the clinic and distance, because I can do it from a distance as well, and have a look at whether the body has got too much bacteria or fungus or candida or parasites or viral load. So we've got to change that around to be more healthy for the gut. Mistake number five, not addressing the nutrient deficiencies, because the common ones included with celiac are iron and zinc, magnesium, B vitamins, essential fatty acids, vitamin D, and vitamin K2. Mistake number six is staying on a white gluten-free diet, rice crackers and corn chips, potato starch. Your villi need color, fiber, polyphenols, and diversity. So now let's talk about some of the nutrients and support for intestinal lining repair. When someone is newly diagnosed with celiac, the gut lining is often so fragile. Here are some categories of nutrients that support general gut integrity and mucosal health. One is L-glutamine. It's a primary source of fuel for intestinal cells. A second one is zinc and trace minerals. Lots of things like fulvic acid and humic acid, obviously the one I take is in a liquid form. They are amazing at having a huge amount of minerals. Same with things like Celtic sea salt, Himalayan sea salt are really great for getting some of those trace minerals in throughout the day. These trace minerals are important for tissue repair and enzyme function. Vitamins D and K2, this is hugely important for the immune balance and enzyme function. Omega fatty acids, so your essential fatty acids, omega-3s. These help to maintain the mucosal layer and reduce inflammatory signaling. Polyphenols, this is a huge one. Remember, I said that the villi love colors. So, this is berries and herbs and spices. These feed the beneficial bacteria. Probiotics, certain strains support gut barrier function and microbial diversity. Always strain specific. Not all probiotics do the same thing. Herbal GI soothers are things like aloe and slippery elm and marshmallow root. They're traditionally used to support mucosal comfort, making the gut calm that farm. And then glutamine-based blends. So there's one I love called Glutagenix from Metagenix here in Australia. I'll have the link. But similar formulas contain glutamine with herbs like aloe and deglycerized licorice to help to support the gut lining. And then I also love Cerule Stem Enhance. Stem cells support the botanicals. So basically, it helps to release stem cells. So every time you take two Cerule Stem Enhance, you're releasing between 4 and 12 million new stem cells from your own bone marrow within 40 minutes. So it's part of the natural process. And when the body's inflamed and irritated and stressed and toxic, it doesn't release as many stem cells. So these aren't treatments, they're nutritional and botanical supports that people often use alongside a gluten-free diet to help the body to rebuild. So here's the big picture. Celiac disease is not just about gluten. It's about genetics, immune activation, gut barrier integrity, microbiome balance, nutrient status, and the body's natural repair pathways, including incretin peptides like GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP. When you remove the gluten, you stop the trigger. When you support the gut, you help the system rebuild. And when you understand your biology, you take back your power. There are digestive enzymes that help to break down gluten and gliadin, but the problem is we've genetically modified so much wheat on the planet now and grains that it's very, very hard to break down the gliadins and the glutenins. So we can improve our gut with digestive enzymes like pepsin in your stomach, trypsin in your pancreas, chymotrypsin in your pancreas, and also DPP4. So that's peptidase 4. And what this one does, especially in relation to gluten intolerance or celiac disease, DPP4 can break down the proline-containing peptides, including some gluten fragments. But, and this is important, DPP4 cannot fully degrade the immunogenic 33-mer-gliadin peptide that triggers celiac reactions. So DPP4 helps, but it's not enough. If you found this helpful, hit like and subscribe and share it with someone who needs clarity on celiac disease. And if you want a deeper dive into gut repair, peptides, or gluten-free living done properly, drop a comment below and I'll make part two. Have a fabulous day.